Hey there, fabulous teacher. Have you been wondering how to make writing time in your classroom more effective for your students? Do you want your students to love writing time? If so, I think it's time for you and I to start transforming your writing instruction. I'm Melissa Morrison, and I have a passion for helping teachers to feel confident in teaching writing and help them grow successful writers. I've worked with numerous teachers to guide them through this transformation, and in this podcast, I bring you the practical strategies you need to make writing the best time of your day. Let's get going. Hey there, fabulous teacher, and welcome. Thank you for joining me. I hope your day has started off well, or it's been going well, and it will continue to go well, and I'm so glad you're here. I wanted to start off today on just a short series on some questions that have come to me after workshops that I have put on for teachers. And most of the teachers are new to me or new to writer's workshop, that kind of style of teaching writing. And they may or may have not been to a couple of trainings with me already. So there's been a couple of who were new to me after this workshop and the questions they asked, or a couple who have had a couple trainings with me and who have seen a few things modeled with me. We've had some discussions. So just for some background. And so I think I'm going to do two questions today, and I have at least a couple questions for the next one. And I will give just a little bit of background, as to what we talked about during this workshop that I actually just had the pleasure of presenting. It was really fun. I really liked the way it was all going together, and I just always enjoy the conversations that I have with teachers. And just seeing, you know, how they respond to ideas that I bring to them and all that good stuff. So one of the biggest concepts that we talked about was that of teaching the writer and not the writing. And I really likened it, to two things. So one was comparing teaching writing to teaching art. But we actually started by comparing art and math. And I just think that art, or that writing, has really been, we've been trying to turn it into this subject that we're able to easily quantify, and we're able to easily assess and grade and teach. And so I feel like we've turned it a little bit into math, thinking that there's this right and wrong way to do it, and that we have to kind of keep everyone on the same course. But math has right and wrong answers. When, even if you think you're going to get a job as a mathematician, or, you know, as an engineer who uses math, someone who uses math, I'm not one of those people. So they are going to need to solve problems correctly and to have a right answer. And even if they come up with a different way of doing it, and even though we need mathematicians to be critical thinkers, they have a right and wrong answer. And if it's not right, then things aren't going to go well for them. But when you think about art, and then when you therefore think about writing, it is just not that way. And even though there are things in writing that we want to have done a certain way for certain types of writing. So if you want to write an informational piece, if you want to write a persuasive piece, there are ways to make that strong, and there are things you should include. Plus, there are grammar rules and there's spelling that you want to get correct. That's true. But all of those things are used in order to then create a piece of writing that is original and that does not have to look the same as someone else's. So you and I could write a persuasive essay on the same exact topic, and it does not need to look the same. So what I have found, and what I talked about a lot in this workshop, was that I think writing just needs to be turned upside down again, because – or just turned upside down because we need to take a step back from that way of thinking of writing, and then that way of teaching writing, so that we can really make it the authentic art-like subject that it is. And then I also then switched gears and went into – comparing it to a sport, or thinking about yourself as a writing teacher being more like a coach. And I think a lot of times art teachers are like coaches as well. But this has just been one of the best metaphors that I have been able to use And I've used it before. If you heard my podcast episode about teaching writing is like coaching the high jump, I find amazing parallels between those two. I didn't talk about that too much in this workshop. We talked a lot about soccer and basketball. And so what the reason, though, that you need to be a coach as a writing teacher is because our job is to grow writers. So we want to grow writers who are able to then use all the skills that they need to know, or all the skills that we that they could know in order to create strong original pieces of writing. I want to give them the tools to be able to do it, but they have to be able to do it independently. And there are so many things that come into creating a piece of writing that they need to be able to do independently, and they need to be able to practice doing. So that was another thing we talked about. And that kind of not only goes along with the teaching the writer, but it also goes along with the idea that writing is more than just transcription or more than what's on the page. And I've done an episode about that as well, where we make sure that we think about the composing part, and the composing part is where you form something new and you put ideas together. And that's what I also think is often missing in writing instruction, because we want to do all that for them. We want to just say, here's what an informational book or paper should look like. These are all the parts. This is how you should plan it. This is how you're going to find your facts. This is what makes it strong, instead of teaching our writers things and then allowing them to use those things to make decisions to create a good piece of writing. So that was what we mostly talked about in this workshop. We also went into the idea of being a coach, meaning that you have to let them do it, right? So I just said, yes, we need to let them make decisions and all of that stuff, but actually let them write. Let them do it on their own. Let them write independently so that they can try it, and let them do it a lot, because we know that players need to practice or they're not going to get it. And one of the biggest things too, that and I think this is an aha moment for a lot of teachers, is when you think about a player, like, so I use soccer and say my daughter's a soccer player, and if she's out in the backyard, or my son's a baseball player and they're out in the backyard and they're practicing something like a way to pass, a way to shoot, he's practicing his swing. We know that they don't always do it correctly. They're going to get it wrong, but no one's there to stop them. They're just practicing it. And that's what we need to allow our writers to do. But often we don't let them practice mistakes, and we don't let them learn from their mistakes. We just correct them. We see that their planner doesn't have enough, so we want to fix it for them or tell them what to do, instead of just letting them write and see what happens, so that then they can learn, oh, maybe we should have planned a little bit more, right? So we talked a lot about that, and then also about writing development and the stages of writing development, so that we could really further identify where students are and that we don't push them too far. We talked about finding the skill that's the most impactful, you know, the one that's really going to move them along. So we don't want to skip ahead to a skill that they don't need right now, because they need the skill that's going to help them to be independent, just like we would think about as a player. We also talked a little bit about the Jennifer Saravella's hierarchy of writing goals, because we, in, you know, as talking about teaching the writer, we talked about how there are things like being engaged in writing that we need them to do before they're going to be skilled in writing. And then, of course, one of the things we talked about as well was that if you don't engage in writing, and if you don't find reading enjoyable and enjoyable and meaningful, you're not going to go very far. And so that's one of the first jobs as a teacher of writing, is to help our students understand, help our students find that joy of writing, and also understand why it's meaningful for them, because we know that meaning is going to help with that engagement, help them wanting to write. So that's my little recap on the workshop, just to give you a little background of what we talked about, and then therefore the questions that they left with. So a lot of teachers, when I asked what was most useful for them, they just talked about this idea of being a coach and not an editor, the idea of teaching the writer and not the writing, the stages of writing development was very helpful. So they seemed to get a lot out of it, which was fabulous. And then I always ask what questions you still have, and the questions are always different, but I'm hoping that some of the questions that you hear in the next couple of this episode and the next one might be something that you might ask yourself. So the first one is, how can I instill motivation in writers? So this is a big one, right? This is the whole, that's what I just said. If we don't have that, what do we do, right? What do we do? So I will first refer anyone who has that question back to episodes with Mr. Jacob Chastain, because he did talk a lot about how he got his students to want to be writers and to really grow as writers as well. And one of the things that he talks about is really just getting to know them and building that relationship, not only in the classroom, but just with the two of you, yourself and the writer, so that you can start to think about what would be meaningful for them, right? Because writing has a meaning. We have reasons for writing, whether it's a little note or it's a longer piece of work, there are going to be reasons that we want to write. So writing is to communicate. Writing is to share things with other people. And for every grade level, it might feel a little bit different, but ultimately that's what it is, right? It's to communicate. I know Kim Rotter, who I also interviewed on another episode, I want to say it was episode 50. So she really felt strongly about writing being such a cathartic activity. And a lot of writers, that's exactly what they use it for. But I think we all use writing for all different reasons, right? I've done it for catharticism. I've done it for getting thoughts down. I've gotten it for organizing my thoughts, my plans. I've done it for entertaining others. I've done it for teaching others. I've done it to communicate my feelings, to fight for something. To attempt to write a children's book. I've done it to write notes and love letters to my husband or my children. There's all these reasons why. Sometimes it's writing that we have to do, like when we're in school or for our job, but we know that students are going to grow up and have to write for work, whether it's an application or whether it's for communicating about an issue or just it's a piece of their job, right? So what we need to do is really think authentically about writing, why we do it, what it's for, and then think about how we can portray that to our students. So our little kindergartners are doing it. They write. They write in the sand. They write notes on paper. They give it to you and tell you what it says. And so you remind them of those things, and then you find the things that are most attractive to them, right? Most meaningful for them. Why do you, little person, want to write something? And that's true for everybody, because if they haven't had the teacher before you who is showing them that, then you have to find a way to do that. So whether it's eighth grade or third grade or kindergarten, you want to find the way to get them to understand how writing can be meaningful for them. And then along with that, I think it's super important when thinking about instilling this motivation is to make sure that you honor them as writers right now. And this has a lot to do also with teaching the writer and not the writing, because I know that there are teachers even in kindergarten who see their students writing, you know, go up to talk to them, and the first thing they notice is mistakes. And they might not always say anything about it, but that is what they notice, and that's a lot of times what we all want to start to point out because we're worried about the writing. But we need to try to take that mistake and think, what do I need to teach them, right? So when we honor our students as writers right now, and I know I have an episode that says your students are writers right now, when we let them know that, hopefully that instills that confidence and that identity in them as writers so that they want to write. Why would you have a motivation to write if you don't feel like a writer? Now, some of that has to come from yourself, correct? But when you have someone who's guiding you as the teacher in the classroom, you need them to see you as a writer and to talk to you like a writer. So that's another thing that I think is extremely important. You honor them where they are and make sure you know and they know that they are writers. They will continue to get better, but they are writers. Everyone is. Everyone is a writer. Because that's what we need to do. We need to write. It's good for us, and it's something that's critical for our lives. And then I think along with that, in helping to identify or helping them to identify as writers, if they don't have the motivation or the confidence, or they don't feel they have the skill, we need to encourage them. Right? We need to celebrate them and encourage them and find ways to show them how they are good at writing. And for some, it might be starting with the ideas that they have, even if they're not putting them down. It could be finding the genre that they really enjoy. It could be finding the topic that they really enjoy. It could be finding, you know, the thing they're mad about so that they can write it down. I don't know what it is for everyone. And you know, for some students, you might not ever find out. But the important thing is that we try, right? So I think the encouragement, though, and the praise and the just, yes, you look at what you did, and not just what they have on paper, but the growth they made or the risks that they're taking. I think that's especially important. And then one more thing. When I showed a conferencing clip during this workshop, I was doing a data gathering conference. So I was just asking a bunch of questions and trying to get some information about this writer. And one of the things that they told me when I asked them, what are some things they get stuck on sometimes? And he said, writing the big words. And then we went on and we're talking. And then as I was leaving him, I said, so I'm going to let you go. I said, I want you to get back to work. You're doing so much right now. I want you to keep going. And I know that if you get to one of those hard words, you're just going to do your best and then you're going to move on. And that was it. And one of the teachers picked up on that and just said, I noticed how you just kind of said it as this is it. This is what you're going to do, right? And it wasn't a question. It wasn't a, you know, what will you do? Which I could have done. I could talk to him about the strategies for that. But that wasn't my goal for the conference. But that is definitely something that I learned from Lucy Calkins, because I've heard her speak about it, but also just because it's in the units of study. So I want to give credit where credit is due there, that one of the things she does talk about is just like, hey, you set that expectation, you put it out there. So it goes along with honoring them as writers, but then just saying, wow, everybody is on it today. Everybody is just, you know, really putting their heart into it. And so they start to think, ooh, I'm putting my heart into it. Great. I'm going to do awesome today, you know? Or when someone is really stuck, I know they're just going to take a break and they're going to use the strategies that we have talked about, and then they're going to keep going, right? And you just put it out there. You put it out there. You have the expectation. You let them know that you believe in them, that they can do that. And then hopefully they will start to believe in themselves. So those are the tips that I have for really trying to instill motivation in your writers. Hey there, teacher. Thank you so much for listening. It warms my heart to know that there are teachers out there who may be feeling a little bit better about writing because of the podcast. So I'm here to ask you a quick favor. If you have not already, I would absolutely love it and be forever grateful if you were able to go on to where you are listening to the podcast to write a review, or even just give a star rating, hopefully a good one. And if you are able to do so and then take a screenshot of the review and send it to me, I am offering a half an hour free coaching session all about writing instruction, as much as we can talk about. So if you feel so inclined, I would really appreciate it. Thanks so much. So we're going to switch gears with the next question. I actually have two questions that are worded a little bit differently, but they're very similar. So I'm going to kind of put them together. So how will I be sure that I'm benefiting all students and keeping the lessons diverse to meet different needs? The other one said, how can I make sure that I'm challenging students who need it without overwhelming others? And so they're, you know, very similar, diverse needs, right? And how can we benefit all of our students? This is the age-old question of teaching, and it's so difficult for teachers because they worry so much about all of their students and being able to help them, support them, and help them to grow in the capacity that they want them to, or that they feel they should. And so this is why I love teachers. And this is also why I love Writers Workshop, because I believe it's possible to do that. And I think it's actually somewhat, I don't want to say it's easy to do it. I just want to say that in my mind, I can see it happening. Because we actually let them rate where they are independently, you know, on their level, and that's how we meet their needs. If you aren't doing that, then you are not going to meet the student who is, I don't like using these terms, but on grade level or above grade level writer, whatever that might be, or one who is struggling or is below grade level. Because if you're not letting them write where they are, or you don't know where they are, so you don't know how to meet their needs. So that's one reason why I just love workshop for this challenge, right? And then also, because you have the ability to confer with your students and to have small groups with your students in, to me, a simple and effective way logistically. Everybody writes, then you talk to them as they're writing. But when we think about lessons, and so in this workshop, we also talked about units just a little bit, and talked about like the wording of lessons, because we wanted to talk about the language of teaching the writer. And so when we thought about lessons, we didn't get too deep into how a unit really goes and how you come up with your lessons. And so when you think about workshop, reading or writing workshop, typically what they say is that you want the lesson to be a lesson that is in the zone for about 80-85% of your class. And you know, that's sometimes going to be difficult, A, because you're still learning what that is for your class and what would be the things you would want to teach them wherever they are, even if you know where 80% of your students are. Some of us who are new to this are like, okay, but then what do they need? So that's one thing. And then the other thing is just that sometimes it's hard to find that 80%. And so that is kind of the gauge, though. That's what you're looking for. So you know that when you teach this lesson, 80% of your students are ready for it. And then there are going to be some that aren't quite, or there's some that are a little further. But that's where you going in, conferring or doing small groups is going to help. Now, for the teachers who were just with me, and those of you out there who are just getting started with this or haven't started yet, you're not going to be able to meet every single student all year long in writing the way you want to when you're first getting started. You just can't. And that's okay. And so having lessons that meet the majority of your students, and then taking those few other students who are not the majority that you think are really still struggling, if you at least know where those students are and you have a plan that lasts for a little while, like this is the thing that I'm working on with them, then that's good. That's great. And then even the students who are above level, above where you think your lessons are going, okay, great. What's something you can work on for those students? And it may or may not be the same, but and those things really vary. It's not going to always be elaboration, and it's not always going to be, for the lower level, it's not always going to be students, spelling. There's going to be a few different things. But my point is that when you first start this, you just have to do the best you can, and you're not going to meet every single student every time with every lesson. And so if you think, okay, I feel like most of the time my lessons are for this many kids, and there's a few here that just need more than that, well, then do some lessons that meet them. It's not going to hurt the rest of them. Or make sure you pull those other students twice a week in a small group while everyone's writing. That's okay. Let them write. Even if you don't even talk to them that period, let them write. It's fine. If they are writing and they are on task, they are practicing, and that is valuable work. And when I think about that concern of, you know, the teacher here saying we're without overwhelming others, I think that if your students know and understand, and your writers know that you know, and that it's okay that everyone is at a different place with their writing. Every writer has a different strength and a different need, and sharing what your strengths are, maybe even compared to the other teacher in the classroom or teachers in the school, or you and your significant other and the things that you're good at and the other one is good at. And that's how it is in the classroom, and everyone's in a different spot. And if you always say, you know, I'm showing you this now, but when you go to write, you're going to work on the thing that you need to work on. And not just goal-wise, but just that day, what you need to work on or what you're wanting to work on, because it's their choice. So I don't always worry too much about overwhelming others, because as long as when you go and meet with them, you're not pushing them further than they need to, I think it'll be okay. You know, they're going to take in what they can. The same thing happens when we all go to a workshop and there's something that our brain just isn't quite ready for. You know, we just kind of like don't take that in as much, and that's okay. So hopefully that is helpful for that teacher and for you as well. So teacher, I want you to think about what you heard today and what stands out to you and what you might be able to use in your classroom, whether it be for helping to motivate your writers or just thinking about how you can plan lessons, how you can implement lessons, and then talk to your students independently in ways that are meeting all the needs of your learners, but remembering all the needs of your writers, but remembering that you are not going to be able to do it all, especially if this is brand new for you. You start with one thing and then you keep moving or building on and doing more and more and reaching more and more students, but know that if they are writing on their own, you are really helping them to make progress as writers. Hey again, I am so happy to have had you listen in again today. I would like to ask a little favor. If you're enjoying the podcast, could you take a moment to go wherever it is that you listen and write a review and tell others what you find so great about these episodes? I would love to be able to share it with more teachers to help them in their writing instruction, just as hopefully I've been helping you. Thank you so much.